This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump visited the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Tuesday, touring the damage left behind in the city that has become one of the flashpoints in the demonstrations over racial injustice. Protests erupted last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. President Trump did not mention Blake's name during public comments, saying only he felt terribly for anyone who suffered a loss, but otherwise only noted that the situation was complicated and under investigation. The president toured destruction left by rioters in Kenosha, declaring it was enabled by Democratic leaders. Belarus will impose retaliatory sanctions on Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. The move comes after all three Baltic countries slapped sanctions on Belarusian officials. Foreign Minister Vladimir Makai said the sanctions will target people he said had interfered in the country's internal affairs. Monday, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia imposed travel bans on Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko and 29 other officials. The countries announced the sanctions without waiting for the rest of the European Union. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced Australia into a recession for the first time in almost 20 years. The country's economy shrank a full 7% in the second quarter, according to data released Wednesday by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The release of the economic data comes as lawmakers in Australia's Southern Victoria state approved a bill to extend its state of emergency for another 6 months. More on this story on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.